It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Josh Bernstein. Lots of things going on. The latest is the knocking off of the broadcast facilities for broadcasting live Trump rallies. Josh, what's going on here? What happened?
Yeah, this is absolutely frightening. I mean, Right Side Broadcasting, the Patriots over there, they have been broadcasting, live streaming the Trump rallies around the country. They started even before he won the nomination. They started when he was still a candidate and he was still going around and doing different events. They kind of hooked up then. They became the go-to place, and they followed the president all around the country everywhere that he went and did rallies. 300 million plus views on their channels, and now all of a sudden they have been cut off. Their streaming capabilities have been cut off by the dirtbags at YouTube, and basically without any warning, without any explanation, without any nothing, they have no copyright violations, they have no censorship strikes, they have no policy strikes or anything like that, just completely cut off. This is really, really, really disturbing, because they were the ones that really cared so much to get President Trump's message out there for millions of people to be able to watch. And now they're cut off. This is absolutely frightening.
Doesn't surprise me, though. I've been knocked off for 6 weeks, Twitter. Facebook knocked me off, and I get back on there. But I tried to post something up, including an hour and 21-minute review of a full-page letter. Remember, about 3 weeks ago, I prophesied that by the 12th of this month, I would actually have a response from Trump. On that day, John W. Spring got a letter from POTUS, a full page, and we went over it paragraph by paragraph with analysis, an hour and 21 minutes. And I couldn't post it up on Twitter. I could get it on Facebook, that review, because I've been banned on Twitter, and I cannot get back on. I have no idea what the heck they did. I'm talking to my tech guy. We're trying to find out what they said. What did you do that would get banned? I'm thinking, we not only used curse words, we didn't threaten anybody. We presented information on health and non-health issues. You get banned because you're a conservative, period, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, truly, that's what it is. I mean, you know, we've got these left-wing fascist organizations like Right Wing Watch and People for the Un-American Way and MoveOn.org, and they can't stand somebody combating, you know, their narrative and combating them in an ideological sense to prove that they're liars and that they don't know what they're talking about. And so we speak up. We speak our minds. And they can't beat us in the arena of ideas. They cannot beat us in the, you know, 15-round championship fight of, you know, ideology and belief systems. And they can't take the fact that we knock them out in the first round every single time with facts and logic. And because they can't handle that, they go to certain people at YouTube and others that they know, and they try to get us banned. Or they say, you know, why isn't this channel doing this and doing that? And I'll tell you, it's been working, because my views have gone down considerably. You know, where I was getting 20,000 views on every single thing I post up, now I'm lucky to get 10,000 on every single video I post up, half. Now, granted, my subscribers haven't gone down. But you know what I did is I'm filling in for Next News Network a lot. One of the things that he has me do is say in the beginning, please double-check your notifications and your subscriptions. Make sure you're still subscribed to the channel, because we've been taken out of the suggested videos. Well, you know what? I did that on my channel, and I told my audience, please double-check, make sure you're still subscribed and you're getting your notifications. And I had over 1,000 new subscribers in a 24-hour period, because people went and actually realized that they weren't subscribed anymore. This is one of the tricks that YouTube does to censor certain channels. And it's absolutely disgusting. And I hope that President Trump is going to do something through executive order to stop this.
Right. Well, I think the first thing that should happen is we should invade Silicon Valley. Their WhatsApp is collaborating with China and wants to bring that social rating to America. These big tech companies are out of control, all of them. And they're sanctioning in Europe against them, but that's because the Europeans have a lower threshold and don't have as much corruption politically to actually stop it. Both the Democrats and Republicans have elements within the parties that don't want Trump to do this. They don't want Trump to sanction the tech companies that are trying to put us into a cyber cage. And I think Trump is going to do it, because if he doesn't, actually, it could be a major factor in losing the election, not because he doesn't have his base, but because he'll actually try to swing the election using tech by not even putting out his live conferences. So people have to understand, for example, there's a large majority of Democrats who believe that Trump is a criminal and a psychotic, and he actually collaborated with the Russians. These people are so psychotic, they haven't even asked good enough questions to realize they're dumb as a bag of rocks. And we're talking about fellow American citizens, and this is not good. If your country is ruled by fellow Americans that believe a lie like this, because media and the tech agencies and the have collaborated along with the secure services inside our government, like the FBI, DOJ, etc., you got a problem. You're now living in what used to be a constitutional republic. It's now a banana republic, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you know, I hope that the president does something. I know that there's that lawsuit going on in Germany against YouTube, and it looks like YouTube has come to their senses in some cases, not in many, but in some cases they have brought back channels that that have been censored. Look, if you have a channel on YouTube and it's a legitimate hate channel where you're talking about killing and murdering people and you're talking about these horrific things of what you would like to do to another race of people, I agree, that's not free speech. That's hate speech, and that is a channel that should be removed from YouTube, because spreading hatred and violence is completely wrong, and it's the and that's much different than me pointing out a group of people or pointing out certain individuals that are doing certain things and not being reported on. There's a big difference between the two of being an investigative journalist and a hate monger, okay?
Right.
And I'm not a hate monger, and I despise people that are hate mongers, and I agree that those people should be shut down. But someone that does what I do, which is investigative journalism, which triple and quadruple checks my sources before I look at that camera and start talking, I put my reputation out there on the line every single day as a truth seeker and a truth teller, and I demand and I ask anybody that wants to challenge me to go ahead, find my sources, and find my information and tell me that I'm wrong or fact-check me. Because you know what? You shouldn't just believe what I say. You should go out there and fact-check me. But I can tell you this, you're going to find each and every time, 100% of the time, that I am factual and I am truthful. And for that, I should not be punished and I should not be censored.
Right. Well, what I see happening right now, though, is if the tech companies are not basically shackled, they're going to put us into a cyber cage. And eventually they want to be able to hack into not only know our location or what we like to buy and sell, but actually into our intentions of our heart and our thought. And they want to use AI and eventually literally working out epigenetic frequencies to actually hack into our cortex and even affect our biology. People don't get this, do they? They don't realize we're at the end of the road. And I think actions that Trump should take before the election should be to immediately basically put all these companies on notice that if you step out of line, we're going to open you wide up for lawsuits and we'll actually push them into bankruptcy. And to be honest with you, the first way to take care of this is real simple. You could actually have an executive order say all of your databases are open to anybody and any tech company or any tech individual in the public. So once that happens, we can open an alternate pathway for broadcasting so that all the tech information and the AI resources of all these companies become public property of any American citizen. Once that happens, that puts an end to Amazon and all the people that are selling it or using our data and selling it. It puts an end to Google, because then we can have alternate Google pathways, and we have lots of ways of getting around it. So as soon as all of their data is no longer private, but if public, it puts an end to them, doesn't it?
Yeah, it truly does, and it also punishes them for for coming after people's right to freedom of speech. There needs to be repercussions and punishment.
Yeah,
for
but
any
rather than going through a court of law, this would simply
this would end
it immediately. It would mean that somebody could hack in with, you know, let's say my tech guy Simon, on my request, could hack into their database and find out information. For example, I just got a call the other day about Amazon Alexa. Now, they want to be able to hack in and be actually, they say they're going to promote my program. They even called me about my Red Deer Velvet DR, which has a patent. The only product in the world that actually has U.S. patent to actually give you all the building blocks to fractionally clone you into a new body, which helps to stop aging. Now, the problem is these companies are trying to take over the world. And if you look at the big money guys like Saudi Arabia and China with their tech, they want to end up controlling by 2025 the entire world through artificial intelligence and manufacturing. Now, we have an innovative economy. America moves forward because we innovated and created the future. We're not just strong because of our strong military and our strong manufacturing. It's because we have invented the future. The future was invented by Americans. 90% of the patents in the world are American. The rest are Canadian, European, and elsewhere. People don't know that, do they?
No, I don't think they do, but you know, getting back to the bigger picture here, there needs to be repercussions for these big tech companies that go out and do these types of things. And we need to have a three-strike rule. Just like when you're a criminal, if you remember in the 90s, you know, that was a big under Bill Clinton. He put a lot of people in prison because of it. And they've now changed that with the, with the First Step Act and things like that. But we need to have a First Step Act for Silicon Valley. And when these companies, and in particular news organizations, get something wrong, they get a strike against them. And once they get a three strikes, they're done. They have their license pulled. They're not allowed to report the news anymore. And I agree with you 100%. We need to allow everyday American citizens to be able to sue news organizations and Silicon Valley companies for their First Amendment freedom of speech rights. And we should ask lawyers that are in the free speech realm to do it pro bono for people so that we would have hundreds and thousands upon thousands of lawsuits against these people, which would force them to change their sick, deviant ways and behavior.
A few lawyers will do the pro bono. I have a course called How to Win in Court by Dr. Fred Graves, and I talked to him earlier today, and I'm going to try to get him on back on next week. I've been promoting him for well over a decade. If you take the course, which is 250, 25 hours, you get a certificate, you become a pro se litigant, like a pre-lawyer, a citizen lawyer. If we had basically a battalion of citizen attorneys filing, which can't be removed from the Bar Association because you don't belong, then, and you always present your case like you're going to appeal it, it would tie the court and the legal system and the elected representatives up in knots, including the corporations. You wouldn't be able to get away with this stuff. That's what we need, pro se litigant action, how to win in court.
The last thing we need is more lawyers, okay?
No, this is not a lawyer. These are citizens that can file action on a specific topic after they do the research.
We need citizens to be able to file grievances against these companies.
Exactly. These are citizen activists is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Because it's just going to get worse. If someone like a Right Side Broadcasting, which has no community strikes, no violation strikes at all, could just be stopped from streaming because they cover live Trump rallies, I mean, what the hell is next?
Right.
Seriously, this is really disturbing. I don't care what's going on with Iran right now. I don't care about all that stuff. This is really disturbing stuff. This should be the number one story in all of America right now.
Right.
Because this is what is at stake here for anyone that wants to have a voice. And it's very, very frightening. And, you know, look, organizations that want to silence free speech like Right Wing Watch and many others, sometimes they get hit too. And they should be on the same page as us. As I've said many times, I don't agree with the idiots and the ass clowns at Right Wing Watch.
Right.
But I agree and would fight for their right to say their stupid, you know, hateful things because it's freedom of speech. And
yeah,
I'm a speech
warrior.
It's
self-evident.
So even though I don't agree with it, it doesn't mean I want it silenced.
Well, if they say it, then you can respond to it with logic, evidence, even decency.
Right.
And show the stupidity and the suicidal nature of that thought pattern, right?
Yeah, they're too chicken to do it. I've offered them many, many times
to come on my show and have
a civil debate, but no one would do it because they're afraid they're going to be embarrassed.
Well, they'd be embarrassed because it doesn't. It's not either decent, logical.
Because I'm going to point out where they're lying, and they know
exactly.
It.
And the fact is, you see, this is how bad it is. They know they're part of the liocracy. Do you like that? The liocracy?
Liocracy, I like it. Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah, so they're lying to you, but they want to pretend that they actually really know what they're talking about and really does make sense, and it doesn't.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
you know, changed the whole dynamic in the Middle East as far as being less dependent on foreign oil.
Yeah. We're back in now talking with Josh about this. We have the latest, of course. Other issue is the issue of the attack by Houthi rebels against Saudi Arabia. It's cut oil production there in half. Oil prices could spike, but we are the number one oil, gas, and coal producer in the world. I still notice there's coal plants that are actually mothballed that shouldn't occur because our high-quality, low-sulfur anthracite coal, say, in Wyoming. I know from the people that I took care of that were actually working in the Wyoming mining, that one mine in Wyoming near their national park has enough in one coal seam to supply the earth with power for 250,000 years. So, and that's low sulfur coal that doesn't create any heavy metal pollution in the atmosphere. What people don't understand here is there's something amiss here between the Houthi rebels and Sunni, and the Houthi are, Christ, tied to Iran, and Iran is tied to Russia. And Russia's behind the scenes here supplying rockets to Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, and also the Nicaragua to Ortega. Now, people have to understand that I went over an hour and 21-minute view of the one-page report we received from Trump directly to John W. Spring, or arrived on Thursday, the very day I said it was arrived, from Donald Trump. And I don't think Trump is either, I think it's a combination of ignorant of some things, and he's probably spinning it, soft lying about it, because he wants to make us look like he's doing the best he can to fix things. But he needs better advice, to be honest with you. What he's doing, it's good that he got rid of Bolton, but I'm afraid that he might appoint someone Bolton-lite, like Pompeo or somebody like them. And I'm worried about what we might get sucked into. And some people in the media are talking about this event in Saudi Arabia as a Pearl Harbor event. What do you think?
Well, look, I'm very thankful that President Trump, very early on in his presidency, got us less dependent on foreign oil.
Right.
Which goes to show you once again that's why if God forbid a Democrat was in office, we would already have had war with Iran and probably North Korea, because we're not smart, number one, when we have a Democrat in office, and number two, they would have never have taken the steps to get us less dependent on foreign oil, which means that we would have been beholden to the situation that could be unfolding in the Middle East. This is you know, basically what you would consider a sectarian war. You have the Houthi rebels, which are Shia-dominant Muslims,
right,
which are in lockstep with Iran, of course, and groups like Hezbollah. And then you have the Sunnis, which are obviously Egypt and Jordan, and of course Saudi Arabia, which is probably the largest Sunni Muslim place in the Middle East as far as countries and, you know, in Islam in particular.
Right.
So this is what's going on, and we are now standing in the background. Basically, we don't have to get involved here. I understand, you know, he released the oil reserves to make things a little bit easier, but there's no reason we need to be involved because we're not dependent on foreign oil anymore. Go ahead, folks. Kill and blow yourselves up. We'll just sit here and have some popcorn and a few beers and watch it happen. Where if, God forbid, there was a Democrat in office, we would have never released the ability to start drilling here in America, which would make us more dependent on foreign oil, and we would have to get into a quagmire like that. But now we have a position of strength where we can just sit on the sidelines and watch these people kill each other.
Well,
and
I don't believe in negotiation. The term to me, political negotiation, is silly. We need to take action and get responses. And Trump is good like that. What I would like to see Trump do is a following short list. Number one, he should blockade the oil from Iran completely, and blockade the oil from Venezuela to Cuba. He should shut down the bank accounts of the PLA and the communists and shoot from space the carfentanil facility, which I'm sure we know where it exists. He should shut down the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs, which are spraying these nukes to all their proxy countries. And the solution to the problem is simply set up American anti-drone systems, which we have, in the area for Saudi Arabia, so that no Houthi rebels could get anywhere near firing a drone against the oil supply. And we don't need to deploy troops. We just need to deploy equipment. The same way with the border, the first thing Trump should do besides building his wall, which he's doing nicely, he could put up a drone wall in about 30 days, and nobody would dare come across the border. We could see it for hundreds of miles. And so I think Trump is going to be more Trumpian in the next few months because he's going to come up with a health plan. He's going to come up with a plan. He has came up with a Zylan plan, which is now supported by the Supreme Court. And the crazy attacks against Kavanaugh coming back again with the New York Times. I'd like you to comment on that, because to me, this attack against Kavanaugh, the New York Times needs to be delicensed. They need to lose their license to actually be journalists, because attacking a sitting member of the Supreme Court with another phony story, this needs to mean they need to remove their license, just like larger media like CNN, MSNBC, I call the vomit networks. These are disgusting, aren't they?
They are. And not only that, we know that Deborah Katz, the love child of, Gary Busey and Rachel Maddow. Anyway, so Deborah Katz, the lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford, she admitted on camera at a speech that the entire motivation for Christine Blasey Ford's accusations were to protect Roe v. Wade. In other words, keep this judge off the court so that we could protect Roe v. Wade. So the whole thing was made up. Now, why isn't that lawyer being prosecuted? Why isn't
she shouldn't be in jail already?
Ford being prosecuted for perjury, for lying to Congress, okay? Because clearly this was a situation where she was lying. And now we have to deal with more of these accusations. Meanwhile, the person that was named in the accusation said, I have no idea what they're talking about, never heard anything about any of these accusations or these stories. Then they lie and say that the FBI knew about it and didn't investigate it. I mean, it is such garbage. All I can say is, when Ruth Alligator Ginsburg finally kicks the bucket and or retires, I hope that he appoints Amy Coney Barrett, who's only 41.
She's awesome.
So that she can be there. She's staunchly pro-life. She's had 7 or 8 children, and she will be there on the Supreme Court. And if you think that the Kavanaugh hearings made the left crazy, man, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Coney Barrett, by the way, is a genius female legal expert with many kids. And she's strongly pro-life Catholic. I mean, she's a real Christian. And let me tell you, once we get her in the court, and she's going to be able to argue the legal fact. For example, I'm trying to get on the show the people behind the movie Roe vs. Wade, which is coming out in a few weeks. Nick Loeb and his girlfriend, before they actually broke up, actually put in cryo 2 baby girls in cryo embryos and actually gave them names and property rights in Louisiana. Did you know that?
I did not.
And did you know that once you have property rights, you're a protected person? Now, if there's any protected person in the society, it's an embryo. Now, the problem is if you don't protect embryo human beings, it's easy to start hybridizing them. The Chinese are already saying they're going to produce hybridized human-animal hybrids to actually provide organs to people around the world. They want to take over organ trade on the planet. Did you know the Chinese have already said that publicly?
Oh, yeah. No, I know that they've wanted to do that.
They want to take over organ trade. So if you have a liver of such and such a HLA haplotype, they simply draw your blood and they'll actually create an organism to generate, a pig-human hybrid that has the same haplotype so you won't reject it to the organ transplant. That's what they're up to. And people don't realize we're talking about, some kind of horrifying planet where you're never not human anymore. In fact, a lot of people will be cybernetically attached to the supernet, and they won't even exist just in one place, but in multiple places cybernetically by being connected their consciousness to the supernet. People don't get what's coming, do they? Hell on Earth is coming.
No, I don't think they do. I mean, transhumanoidism is a real thing, unfortunately.
I'm an expert on it. I'm an expert on AI, and I can tell you they tried to recruit me 42 years ago to work on it.
It starts with the chip. Putting it in people's bodies.
You don't even need a chip. They don't even need a chip. The research I dug up, going back over 40 years, went off to research not only in England, back in the late 40s, where they're putting microwires into different nuclei in the brain, and they eventually discovered in the early 70s they didn't need to use it. They could use transcranial pulse magnetic fields in order to do it. So you don't need a chip. Now with 5G network and 6G and scalar radiation toxicology technologies, they're working toward the idea of hacking the human consciousness, something like maybe put a headband on, just around your head, or you sit near a little device that's just near your head, and it'll actually be able to translate directly to your cortex, transcortical impulses that can bypass your hearing and your sight to go directly into your cortex. People, oh no, they can't do that. I said, you're an idiot. If it's possible, we will create it. You know, it says in the book of the Genesis, which is both Jewish and Christian, now that they are in one place and of one language, nothing will be withheld from their imagination. We have godlike creative powers, and we can do good or evil with that. And unfortunately, most of our globalists are doing damned evil, aren't they?
Yeah, they truly are.
Right.
And, you know, here's another story that didn't get any fanfare. The media didn't even cover. What about the fact that the abortion doctor in Illinois who died, and they had 2,200-plus aborted fetuses at his permanent
residence. Yeah.
At his house.
Whoa.
They found over 2,200 aborted fetuses.
Whoa.
And no one's even talking about it.
Well, I'm sure those were there for...
Story on the news.
So those were there for three reasons. Number one, he was probably involved in some weird cult. Number two, the guy is obviously has kind of a strange death cult kind of like attraction to dead and aborted and mutilated babies. And number three, the guy is a mass murderer and he's a psychotic. And people have to understand, unfortunately, parts of the human race are basically soulless, aren't they?
They truly are. What about this Dr. Leroy Carhart? I just did a report this morning on this guy. He actually offers services on his website. It's verified, it's sourced, and it's true. He offers services where you can have a picture with the dead baby that you just aborted, or you can have their little footprints as a token of remembrance after the baby that you just murdered and killed. And then they have him on video, and he talks about it. And you know what he says? He doesn't call them fetuses. He calls them babies. He actually admits that he is killing infants and has absolutely no problem with it. You go to the Josh Burns.
Well, he's being honest. I mean, he's being honest. You know what they call when they're doing early first and second trimester abortions? When they take the baby parts, they call them jigsaw babies. You know why? If you don't find all the baby body parts, the mother dies of a puerperal sepsis or hemorrhage. They die of infection or bleed to death. Jigsaw babies. That's
what
they call
them. Yeah, and this doctor has had at least two women, female patients, die in his presence.
Not surprising.
He's also the same guy that sued for late-term abortion rights at the Supreme Court. He is evil. He is truly
evil. Well, you look at the Democrats, though. I call the demon rats the same term as Dr. Judge Pirro. Judge Pirro was persecuted for inside even Fox for criticizing Omar and Talib, these Muslims. And the fact is she's also criticized because she's very, very pro-life, Judge Pirro. And, you know, I can tell you she's a tough lady. She should be on the Supreme Court. If it's not this one, this Catholic lady, it should be Judge Pirro. Because she's tough, well, and she's honest, and she doesn't believe in a living constitution. She believes it's fixed because the brilliance of the original constitution writers understood the nature of the human heart and how without a fixed constitution, it will always decay to massive evil, right?
I disagree with you for her for the Supreme Court only because of her age, but she'd be an excellent attorney general.
I want
someone in their early 40s on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you want
so
somebody that's going to
be
there 40 or 50 years.
For 50
years. Yeah, you're right, you're right. But she'd be good at a good AG, wouldn't she?
Excellent AG, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And to be honest with you, she's got another book out now, and I get all these books, by the way. I want to get Judge Pirro
on
my show if I can.
I just interviewed Judge Jeanine Pirro on Tuesday.
If you have a contact with her, I need to get the contact because she'd be brilliant. Remember, both of us have Syrian ancestry. You know that, right? Syrian.
You
Christian,
and her, you mean?
Yes. Also, I have Hebrew, Jewish.
She's Lebanese. Yeah,
Lebanese, Syrian ancestry. She's got the same kind of ancestry as I have, including, by the way, Hebrew, Jewish, and Maronite Christian, Kohanim ancestry. So I got a lot of blood, Middle Eastern blood, and I know what's going on. My great-great-grandfather and great-great-grandmother actually managed the largest caravan from Damascus, Syria to China and their family for thousands of years, the Bashas. So I know what's going on in the Middle East, and I have it in my blood, in my bone marrow. Yeah, I know what's happening, and what's going on here in Saudi Arabia. People don't understand the Saudi Arabians are part of the global scheme. I mean, Saudi Arabia is run, along with Israel, not just by Bibi Netanyahu, the Saud family. They're run by SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA. So if there's something going on there, including incompetence dealing with the Houthi rebels, you've got to understand that SAD had something to do with it. Just like SAD had something to do with 9/11 and the demolition of the World Trade Center towers in Oklahoma City. Okay, so the globalists have an evil scheme, and you can't understand the twisting and contortions they'll go through.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
So the next story I want is I ordered his book today called Permanent Record by Edward Snowden. Snowden wants to come home, but they said he only will come home if they'll make all the documents that he wanted to release public. Like any whistleblower, we see Mr. Assange wilting away in prison, probably being medicated up to his eyeballs. And even though his sentence is over, they're not going to release it because they think he's going to flee. He probably should have some kind of, you know, sanction protection in a country and be able to speak publicly about the things he's releasing, because if these journalists and whistleblowers are sanctioned or silenced. We see it even with Donald Trump. In a sense, he's a whistleblower. When he actually talks about the world economy and the economy of America, in a sense, Donald Trump is one of the top whistleblowers in the country. And the fact that YouTube takes off his video company, they can't even broadcast his broadcast live on YouTube, tells me that they want to silence all whistleblowers, including yourself. When your number of hits drops, it's because they don't want people to listen to, you know, the amazing, you know, Josh Bernstein analyzing and getting down to the nitty-gritty of what's really going on in your country and the world. We cannot let them silence whistleblowers, can we?
No, we cannot. And, you know, it's so bad that even if someone takes one of my videos and shares it on Facebook or Twitter, they themselves get punished by going into, you know, being banned or being suspended from Twitter or something just for sharing my content. That's how dangerous.
By the way, I got a surprise for you. I've been able to figure it out with my tech guy. After every show, I'm going to be sending you the show archive of the ipipa.io conversion of the show into YouTube on my channel, so you can upload it on your own channel directly after. Otherwise, it won't be like days later. I'll be able to get it to you by that evening, so you'll actually have the YouTube to put up with the show. Because sometimes, like today's show, this is very timely. What do you think Trump's going to do about...
Yeah, exactly, and this is something I could drop in, you know, tomorrow or in the next day, and people will be able to hear that and be like, wow, this is, you know, a lot of...
It's important. For example, the next issue I want you to touch on is, what do you think Trump is going to do regarding background checks, red flag laws, and gun confiscation? When I heard Beto O'Rourke, this guy is so nuts.
Yeah,
and then
the
Texas lawmaker that actually tweeted back to him, come and take my AR-15, they actually banned him on Twitter. This is a lawmaker. He didn't threaten Beto. He said, look, you're trying to take my rightful property, and you want to come to my home. I mean, I know from a fact from my classified sources in New York about 4 years ago, the state governor of New York, who's a nut, wanted to actually seize the guns of veterans that came back that maybe had PTSD or depression for a while. And the special forces guys told the governor. Yeah, and they told the governor. Yeah, they told the governor, basically, if we try to do that, they're going to get the guns from the first home. The second one, they're going to kill us. Duh. You know, they'll have people on the roof with armor-piercing weapons. Don't do it, please, please. We do not want to see any American blood, left, right, whatever, or military, or police die because they try to do something that's unconstitutional. And by the way, the things that I mentioned that I talked on the first hour with Attorney Mike Hammer from Gun Owners of America, we need to have Trump get rid of executive orders, get rid of no free zones for guns, have a national concealed carry law so anybody can carry a concealed weapon anywhere.
Yep.
And allow the proliferation of non-lethal weapon systems as well. But you don't take a knife to a gun battle, right? You need to have a gun. If there was a 45-year-old black or Hispanic man or woman in that Walmart in West Texas, that gun shooter who was a coward going to a Walmart he knew would probably not have people with guns because they're primarily Mexicans coming across the border to shop, or new illegal citizens coming here who wouldn't want to show their ID, so they didn't have guns. So he knew he was going to have a gun-free zone to kill people. And what people have to understand, we don't need red flag laws. We need red box laws, I call it. We have a little red box in the school or online, so you can actually notify that someone's nuts, and you don't take away their rights and have to go to court 9 months later. You have to actually have significant enough evidence that you can say, okay, I want a nurse or doctor to talk to this guy or woman, or mainly a guy usually, a teenager, and I want to find out if the person shows signs of evidence he's crazy. Every one of these killers showed so much evidence that they're nuts, they shouldn't have anything sharper than a pencil, let alone a gun. And anybody who's rational should be able to have any gun they want, including anti-aircraft. It's none of their damn business. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, I think one of the things they ought to do is we ought to have a grant from the government that gives every single city in America that has a population over 50,000, let's say, I don't know, maybe $1 million each, to open up a mental health hospital facility, psychiatric hospital,
exactly,
in every big city in America. And if there isn't one already, then they would need one. And if there is another one, well, then, hey, depending on the population of the city, we give them another one. Because,
exactly,
again, like, for instance, a major, major city like, you know, Los Angeles, I'm sure has some mental health facilities. I'm sure it has quite a few. But it doesn't have enough. You know what I mean? And so what
we need to
do is we need to open up the mental institutions again, and we need to be able to get these people help. And, you know, the red flag laws are a dangerous thing, because I see a red flag law as not being used in its rightful way, but rather in a situation where maybe a guy and a girl are dating, and for whatever reason, she knows that he has guns, and he didn't even threaten her, but she says, you know, we just broke up, and he could be a danger, and boom.
Yeah, but you got to validate it first before you start doing something. See, that's not a valid thing.
It could work in the positive, where someone breaks up and the guy threatens to kill her, and yeah, then it is a positive. But the question is how do you differentiate that? How do you legally govern that? I mean, I don't think you can. I think it's a situation where the red flag laws will be used against normal gun owners.
Well, exactly. I don't want red flag laws at all. I want them all gone.
Right. I don't need
What I want, basically, for example, I can make a 20-question list of questions that if anybody, a health nurse or whatever, asking these questions, could then tick off enough questions to indicate they need to have a 48-hour psychiatric evaluation in a facility. That's all you need. And if the 48-hour evaluation indicates that the person has got a problem, then we need to have them limit. We need to then scour their home for anything sharp like machetes or guns or anything. Even at lantels. Maybe they got a crossbow. I mean, people don't understand that it's not just guns. There's all kinds of ways of harming people. You know, people don't realize there's more people die of hammers than of long rifles. You know that? More people die from hammers.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
They don't die of long rifles. They die after someone took a hammer to their head.
If you want to solve mass shootings, there's three things you do. Number one, you repeal every single gun law on the books, all 22,000 of them, in every single state.
Right.
The second thing you do is you permanently ban all gun-free zones, 100%,
right,
so that you've taken away the incentive, the carrot, if you will. And then you allow concealed carry in all 50 states, or if you're Barack Obama, all 57 states.
Right.
And I think if we did those three things, you wouldn't have any mass shootings anymore, because everybody would be armed. Society would be polite, as Robert Heinlein famously said, armed society is a polite society. You wouldn't have mass shootings, and if someone did try to shoot someone in a mass setting, they'd be stopped almost immediately because so many people would be armed. But I think if you look at some of the towns that mandate, for instance, Kennesaw, Georgia is one of them, and you look at the fact that they have literally no gun violence at all, why? Because they mandate it. If you're a homeowner in the state of in the city of Kennesaw, Georgia, that you have to own a firearm. So again,
yeah, I know. I worked in Augusta. In Augusta. It was a town adjacent to Augusta, Georgia, where that's the exact law. And you had to not only have regular handguns, you had to have long guns. And guess what? There were no reported cases of murder. None.
Right.
No reported cases of house theft or, you know, of armed robbery. It was none. Zero. I talked to the police and people would say, what do you mean? He said, everybody knows. I mean, grandma's on the front doorstep rocking in her rocking chair with an AR-15 with a full clip in it. I had one guy in Augusta, Georgia, and I said, what's that behind the cab of your car? And he had a real deep Georgia accent. I had one for a while because I pick it up when I go to a place. He says, I said, well, what's that hanging? He says, that's nades. I said, what do you mean? He said, grah, nades. I said, what's that behind your seat? He says, AR-15 with a 45 round clip. I said, whoa. I said, you mean it got the safety on? He said. He said, what would happen if somebody tried to take your gun? He said, it would be the last thing they'd do before they'd see Jesus.
Yeah.
So
you know
people
what?
Have to understand,
honestly,
those kind of things don't happen in places where people are armed and decent. And he was a decent person who was a veteran. And he doesn't want to harm anybody, neither do I. But you got to defend yourself against craziness and violence. And the first thing we need to do is have mental health facilities and help these people. They've got bad parenting. They probably got vaccinated when they're a child. They probably be put on Sylert or Pemoline, and they got ADD. They've had toxic food. They got food allergies broken down their blood-brain barrier. They aren't getting nutritional support to help normalize their brain function. And they got bad support. And when people could see that they're deteriorating in school and they're threatening the whole school like they've done in some of these schools, they don't get help. The school nurse and the people in the school and the local police just ignore it and say, no problem. And then the guy shows up in school with multiple guns and starts shooting people because he's frustrated because he has no girlfriend, because usually these young men are not likable enough to even have a girlfriend. They're frustrated, in a sense, eunuchs, socially. And they're and they are living a dream state where they play video games all day, night long, and they don't understand the difference between reality and physical death, do they?
No, and that describes a lot of school shooters, you know,
right.
Withdrawn, depressed, fantasy-driven through video games,
right.
You know, socially, you know, awkward or inactive.
A social eunuch, I call them. Social eunuchs. Do you like that term?
Yeah, social eunuch. That's a great description, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they call it something else. It's called incel, which basically means involuntarily celibate.
I like that one, too. I like that one. Involuntary celibate, yeah. I've got a better term for it, because I like to put terms together, amalgamate words. Call them cyber celibate. They play video games because they're a celibate killer on the video game, but they're never going to have sex. No rational female will have anything to do with them. They're cyber celibate. Oh, my. And the problem is the solutions to these things are so straightforward. You know, when I see Beto ranting, he knows he's not going to get elected.
Part.
Why is he ranting? Does he want to get reelected to the Senate? The every rational person in Texas, if they have any sense, realize now we know the real Beto. We know he had dental work. We know the guy's a narcissist and likes to skateboard on the stage. We know he likes to rant about taking our guns, which makes it more unsafe, proven in that Walmart in West Texas. I mean, what more could you ask for? This guy doesn't have a normal IQ. I've got a new term I called he is a Goethean super genius with an IQ over 200, but it's in the minus range. Imagine someone having an IQ of minus 260. That's Beto. And I've changed his name.
Beto's career
Beto.
Is completely over when it, in the state of Texas, that's for sure.
Right.
You know, he could take up residence in San Francisco, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And win a seat in Congress, I'm sure.
Right.
But as far as Texas, no, his career is over in Texas. The American people now have seen who he is. And the best part about what he said, and I'm happy he said it, because we're going to do so many commercials and so many attack ads saying, damn right we're going to come and take your gun. That's going to be played everywhere, all over the place. I personally am going to destroy the left with their own language. That's the best
Just
part
use your own
it.
Words. Their own words will destroy them.
Up. I don't have to say anything. I can use clips
of what they have said
and put them in attack ads. And
you
that's
can
what
put
I plan on doing, like I've done in the past.
I got a new name for Beto you might like. Instead of Beto O'Rourke, which is not a name, he's Irish, right? O'Rourke. I call him Being a Dork. Do you like that?
Yeah, Beat the Dork. There you go.
Man, it's like, be a decent human being. Care about other people. Don't try to harm fellow Americans. Don't try to make it a gun-free zone. It'll be a kill zone. Why don't they change from gun-free zones to a kill zone? We want a kill zone in our Walmart. We want a kill zone in our school. We don't want this. No, we know this. We don't want to call it a no-gun zone. Let's call it a kill zone. What do you think?
Yeah. Hey, every time I'm in a store and I see somebody that has a gun on their holster or on their hip, I always feel so safe.
Yeah.
Immediately feel safe.
You know they're a decent person that's probably going...
thinking person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, in other words, they probably go to target practice. They're a decent human being. They probably are religious and are American patriot. How's that?
Yeah, and they watch my show.
I know they do. Thank you, Josh Bernstein. Always amazing. Patreon.com/Josh Bernstein and your YouTube channel.
Which was most important because that was your theme.